Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports speaking to Steve Boyd. He's the head coach of the Fox Girls Golf Team, which has made it to the state championship. And congratulations, Coach. First off, your team shot a 335 as a team at Crescent Farms in Fenton, Missouri this past weekend or this past Monday. And you got it. You got the top two with that 335 score. So kind of take us through Monday and kind of how things went for you.
Well, we were still pretty excited about our district victory the week before. We went into sectionals going up against four other teams for the two spots. There was five of us going for the top two, and we knew St. Joe's is the two-time defending state champions. We weren't too worried about them. We kind of knew they would do what they do, and then it was us and Narix Hall and Ursuline and Corey Yezu going for the second place spot. And I was rooting for the public school, and the public school came through. We beat Narix by 9 strokes, and we beat Corey Yezu and Ursuline by about 35 strokes for that second place spot, which means we got all five of our golfers going through to state next Monday and Tuesday in Kansas City. We'll be up against 8 teams from around our 7 other schools from around the state for those 4 state placing plaques.
And obviously one of them being St. Joseph's Academy. The list that I have has you and 5 others. Maybe they left off a few, but Glendale, Francis Howell, Ozark, St. Joseph's, and Rock Bridge. Are you aware of the other 2 teams that are participating?
Well, actually, the western part of the state has been drenched in rain, and the sectional 4 is being played tomorrow. It's been delayed 2 days so far, and most likely out of that sectional is going to be Notre Dame DeSion from Kansas City, along with Lee Summit West, is my guess, as the 2 schools coming out of that sectional. So that would be the 8 schools, the 5 you mentioned, and those 2.
Okay, very well. Can you give us a little background to Fox Girls golf history and how many state tournaments you guys have been able to reach as a team? Do you have that history on you?
Yeah, we have never qualified a team for state golf. We've had a handful of individual qualifiers, the last one being Cassandra Brown, I think, in 2010. We had a girl in the 90s qualify a couple times, but our history is pretty bare as far as state accolades go. This is by far the best team the Fox Girls Golf Program's ever had. We have won every single tournament we've been in this year, with the exception of sectionals. We came in second. And we finished the season 10-1 in our regular season matches. So we started the season winning the Webster Grove Scramble. We came in first out of 18 teams in that tournament. Then we won the Limburg Invitational, a big 22-team tournament up in St. Charles County. It was stroke play, and we won that. And we also won the Farmington Match Play Tournament a couple weeks ago down at Crown Point. Really nice tournament Brad Downs puts together down there. We won that out of 8 teams, and then we also won our conference tournament. It's a little bit different this year. It's not quite the Suburban West, but something like that. And we finished first out of 7 teams out at Aberdeen and Eureka 2 weeks ago. And then last week was our district tournament. We came in first out of 12 teams. And then yesterday was sectionals, where we came in second, which was good enough to get us to state. And then our regular season, we finished 10-1. Those regular season matches are just 9-hole matches that we play after school. And we won all of them except one. We caught Limburg on a really hot day. And we had some illnesses. We were short a couple golfers, but no excuse. Limburg played well that day. So couldn't get much better than what we've done this season.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm here with my mic down and saying, wow, over and over and over again, being able to finish first place in so many different invitationals, tournaments, whatever term you guys use in girls golf. But I want to turn my attention to your golf team as on an individual basis. Amelia yeah. Chapman is going to state, Siri Pekkanen, Mason Young, Sydney Young, and Cassandra or Cassie Buchanan. Let's start off with your top golfer, your top scorer this year, and if you wouldn't mind, just sort of work your way down from there.
Okay. Well, it's I have a bit of a three-headed monster, which I adore, up at the top of my team. It's been between Siri, Mason, and Sydney. Let's start with Sydney Young. She came through for us big time on Monday at sectionals with her best round ever in high school golf. She shot a 76 out at Crescent Farms under some pretty tough conditions. She birdied the very first hole. She had birdied the hole eight. She had a couple bogeys. She made the turn at even par. She shot four over on the back for a 76, which was just incredible. She came in sixth overall in the tournament. She had a good round for us the week before at districts. And the thing with Sydney is, and Sydney and Mason are twin sisters. Sydney, this was her first time ever qualifying for sectionals. She, I think, would agree that she should have qualified the last 2 years, but she had rough district rounds. And she shined at districts. She shined at sectionals and has really put it all together. She's matured. She's composed and is just plain phenomenal. Now, at the end of the season before districts, I think she was technically our third average golfer. Her, Siri, and Mason are all right next to each other. So now I'll go to Siri Pekkanen. Siri is an exchange student from Finland. She is a junior at the high school, and she's staying with a host family in Fenton, and she's played golf most of her life. And I got an email right before school started, when golf tryouts started, about her wanting to come out for the team, and she's been a pleasant surprise. She's, very long ball striker, real smart about the game, real good putter. She's not afraid to blow it past the hole a little bit, getting those birdie tries every chance she can get, and makes those comebackers. She's really has a really good short game, and she's really commented to me how much she's enjoyed this team aspect. It's not something she had back in Finland where she would play on an individual basis, but has appreciated the girls and the team atmosphere. And then my other third golfer, part of the top three, is Mason Young, Sydney's twin sister. Mason's been about a half a stroke better than Sydney average-wise this year. She's was our number one golfer last year. Her and Sydney are right there, but just recently it seems Sydney's getting the best of her, which is just fine. They're wonderful girls. They're our co-captains. They help organize things and run things and make sure that everyone's warming up the right way. They make sure everyone's on the putting green working on what they need to. They make sure they are there to speak with me after coaches' meetings and game plan for tournaments and matches. Mason's been a captain for us this year, and she's qualified twice before for sectionals. This was her third time and her first time qualifying for state. And so those three have just been phenomenal for us. And then a bit of our unsung hero is Amelia Chapman. She's a sophomore. She'll be my one returning golfer next year. She's just an all-around good athlete, Amelia is. She'll be a varsity basketball player, varsity soccer player, and comes from an athletic family and golfing family. She works at a golf course, and she's played under pressure this year, knowing that, you know, we have three good girls, and she's come through for us many, many times with solid scores from that number four position. And that have got us those first place finishes. She's usually around between an 85 and 95, and she's being really grown this year as a sophomore. And then our fifth golfer is Cassie Buchanan. She's been playing golf all 4 years. Her sister played golf here too. And she's upbeat, positive, a lot of fun. She shot a really good back nine yesterday. And she's, you know, absolutely a part of the team. It's just, you know, with the scores we've had this year, it's hard cracking those top four, but she's there in case we need her, and works hard, and has improved greatly with her putting and her driver this year, and has been getting better all year. So happy for Cassie too.
Well, Coach Boyd, it seems like you could talk about these girls even longer, and you sound like you know what to say. I mean, you just have all that information right and ready to go. So I appreciate all that. Your girls get ready for the state tournament, it's a big deal. As you said, the first time in Fox history, girls golf history, that they've made it to the state tournament. Can you kind of just take us through, you know, your conversations with them up to this point? I know you just, you know, you qualified Monday with this team, so it's only been a couple of days. But can you sort of just share your conversations with the girls about how you want them to prep for the state tournament?
Okay. Yeah, we I met with Mason and Sydney today after school. I meet with the captains. They helped get the information out, and we're meeting tomorrow in my classroom for about 30 minutes after school. I have the state scorecard with me. We'll go over the scorecard. I'll project the course up on my board, and we'll talk about it a little bit hole by hole. Then we're going to go to the range from about 3 to 4:30 tomorrow and work on some of our iron shots that we'll most likely be hitting into some of these par threes. We'll talk again and remind ourselves of how we play uneven lies. The Swope Park course is very hilly, so I don't think we're going to have a whole lot of flat shots, and we'll review that stuff. And we're going to do a lot of that tomorrow. At this point in the season, you know, the girls play a lot on their own. We won't have practice Thursday or Friday. On Friday, they'll run the halls at school, which is something Fox High School does. It's really neat. Whenever a team or individuals qualify for state at any sport, all the kids in the school will come out of the classroom and line the halls while the qualifiers run up and down the halls, and they'll cheer for them. And I think the marching band will be playing in the commons too. So right at the end of the school day on Friday, they'll get a send off to state from the school, which will be really neat. And then we're going to meet Sunday morning. We drive to Kansas City. They have a practice round at 2:00 on Sunday. The girls will play that. I'll have a meeting, a state coaches meeting that evening. We'll get together for dinner and game plan. But what's nice about these girls and their families, even, we got a big contingent coming with us, how supportive they are, and the girls are just smart. And What we've been this year is mature and composed. I keep coming back to that. You know, I find myself worried a little bit before matches or before big tournaments and stuff, but these girls just keep coming through time after time with good scores. They have a bad hole or two, and they come right back with a couple pars or a par, bogey, par, something like that, and they get it right back where it needs to be. And so, you know, we don't have to go out hitting 1,000 balls between now and Sunday. The girls will know what they need to do. They'll probably go to the course on Saturday and work on short game or what they need to work on. But they're good with that. And I'll be worried come Monday morning, but I don't think the girls will. I think they'll be ready to go.
Oh, that sounds awesome, Coach Boyd, and so does the hallway run. I wish I could do that.
Yeah, it's neat.
Now, I know you're not really necessarily tied into the Sekman girls golf team, but looking at the list of individuals that qualified for state, there's a Claire Solovic for Sekman qualified as well. Does she get to travel with you guys, or is that something?
Her and Coach Hagedorn will go on their own. We're staying at the same hotel.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll have breakfast together and talk a little bit, but yeah, Claire will do her thing. I mean, she's, you know, defending a state champ freshman year, came in third last year. So yeah, we'll be rooting for her. And but yeah, her and Coach Hagedorn will be doing their thing.
All right, Coach. And as you and I talked right before starting this interview, the top 15 scores are considered all-staters.
Right.
Okay. And what about the team aspect? Is it basically 1 through 8? You know, you finish second. It's a, you know, that sort of thing.
Right. The there's 8 teams competing for first, second, third, and fourth place.
Okay.
The top four teams will get a state plaque, and everyone on that team will get a state medal.
Okay.
And yeah, I like our chances.
Yeah, place is the word that I couldn't find. What place, you know, what where do you have to be to get a medal or something that says, you know, or a plaque that says, hey, you got this. So
right. So
thanks for coming
place,
up. Yeah.
Fourth place as a team or 15th as an individual, even though we qualified as a team, all our individuals will be competing for those all state designations too, as top 15 individuals. So yeah.
All right. Very well. And again, that is the Fox Girls Golf Team heading to state, the Swope Memorial Golf Course in Kansas City. That's going to take place Monday and Tuesday, 18 holes Monday, 18 holes Tuesday. Coach Boyd, certainly appreciate the time and best of luck to your girls.
Thanks, Matt.